you got several positions, additions, you know, starting with the coaches and so on. So obviously the Tampa offense in 2014 is going to look different than 2013. But it will probably look different again in 2015. You know what I mean? There's always wrinkles that you add.
About it now for fans and media.
Exactly.
Going,
so
what's this going to be? It's like the great unknown.
Yeah. So and that's what we're doing is still, you know, working through. We have an idea. You have some things that you start with based on, you know, obviously, you know, history or based on personnel and things like that. And then you grow to see what kind of team you're going to be. And like I said, that changes every year because you realize, hey, we're a little bit better this area than we were in that area, or so on and so forth. So we'll see. We're still finding those things out. That's what you do right now is we're running plays and getting good and finding the things that we go, yeah, that's something we want to hold on to. That's what we want to hang our hat on that. We want to get better at that, so on and so forth. So that's really where it's at.
I know you weren't here last year, but this offense was ranked, I believe, last in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain extent there's no way to go it up? Or?
Well, I mean, I guess so. That's typically what, you know, the only direction you can go. So that would be the idea, obviously. I was fortunate to be a part of an offense last year that was ranked relatively low and made a big jump. And so, you know, I see the work and the things that need to take place to make that jump. And so so we're trying to do the same thing, you know. But it's just a day-by-day thing and just learning each other, getting the throws in. And then not only between, like, quarterback and receiver, but just the coaches learning the players. Okay, this guy, he can do this, he can do that. And the more comfortable we get with that, the better. Like I said, the better we'll start to see our identity, you know, take shape. And that carries its way, you know, through the preseason too. So we've got a ways to go. It's coming fast, though. That's the thing is, we have a ways to go, but we have to work with urgency because it's coming fast.
How important is that relationship between a quarterback and the offensive coordinator, and how quickly can that come together?
No, it's so important because you got to be on the same page. He's got to understand where you're going with the football, the timing, how the ball is getting out, because he's calling these plays. You know, it's you're a piece in the chess game that he's playing with, and you know when you play chess, you know what those pieces are doing when you move them, and so on. You know, the coordinator's got to have that same feel. He's got to know, you know what, when I call this play, this is the intent, and this is what the quarterback's going to do with the ball, so he can fit that in his chess game, so to speak. So, absolutely, that relationship is crucial, and Jeff's done a great job of you know, being open to us, letting us, you know, come in, talk with him and just build that. And I feel really good with where that's at right now.
When you were in rhythm with your offensive coordinator, wherever you've been, when they sent a play in, did you ever think to yourself, yep, that's exactly where I knew he was going with this play?
No question. I think when it gets that way and you look around the league, you know, you talk about high-performing offenses, you know, in you know, recent years past, and, you know, from playing with Kurt Warner, you know, when they were the greatest show on turf, talking with him and playing for Coach Mart. So understanding that relationship and how Kurt knew what was coming, felt what was coming, you know, knew the intent to watching Drew and Sean in New Orleans. You see guys that play at a high level. You can see the relationship with the play call and the quarterback. You can feel like they're on the same page. I felt that way last year with Mark. You know, felt like we were on the same page. So it is certainly key and crucial for us to get there.
Mark just had that quality about him. I don't know how guys are getting open. He just designs plays. Does Jeff have that same feeling? You know, that, you know, kind of a pinball wizard, kind of just has that. Do they all certainly? They all act the same.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, more than anything, there's just a detail to them that you can see that they spend time doing it, and they spend time on the detail of it, and everything's got to be, you know, right where it's supposed to be and perfect, because there's a picture that they see in their head, you know, like an artist where he starts working and you go, what are you know, that looks terrible. And then when they get done, you're, oh, it's beautiful. And so it's kind of that same feel where they're working through things that they see in their head, and you kind of just got to let them work and realize that you're just part of that work, you know, part of that process. So it's been neat to watch him, you know, install plays, put in plays, design plays, and just kind of get on the same page with those things.